Marcus watched in dismay at the bloody gore that somehow entertained people there in ancient Rome. Telemachus chose to stand up, cry out, "No, this is wrong." The crowd enjoyed Colosseum, normal fun. Telemachus rushed to the middle where the fighting was. He knew he could be killed, yet cried, "Stop in the name of Christ." Telemachus stood in between the two gladiators. Loud he cried in the Colosseum, reaching the crowd as he cried, "In the name of Christ, this is so very wrong," then was killed before the crowd. A hush came over the crowd as this innocent man died. One by one they became Telemachian, stood for right. Personal shame chose to become Telemachian. Never again were Christians killed by Roman gladiators
by rule of the emperor.
Here's the question: will you choose to be Telemachian? Will you stand up for justice, face death, or even mocking for Christ?
Will you choose to do what's right, Telemachian?
Stand, Telemachian, risk their money, life, or mocking. Against slavery, it's still done. Will you fight for right, Telemachian? Who will stand, Telemachian? Risk friends or death, risk mocking. Against prejudice based on race or any hatred, even religious. Who will stand, Telemachian? See that a child dies in abortion. Who will stand and risk church mocking to love all who have had abortions? Who will stand when the day comes that Christians water down God's word? God repeatedly said time comes when false teachers aren't Telemachian. See Jude, 2 Peter, 2 John. God said false church teachers will come. 2 Peter 2, who will you warn? God still condemns Sodom. Are you willing to be Telemachian? Risk your life, money, reputation to serve God even when it's hard. Standing Telemachian on God's word.